I just feel so slow. Slow, like my brain just knows how to stay calm. Blissful contentment. I feel like I'm already asleep, like I'm floating on a cloud. I went to a sensory deprivation float tank for 2 hours, and I lost track of time and space, and I lost track of myself, but in a good way. God, I feel like I'm high. I'm just... mindfulness and being present in a moment. Appreciating the absolute miracle that brought you into that moment, that one moment right there, right now, with you, with whoever you're fortunate enough to be with. It's a blessing. Think of everything that could have changed, could have led to this moment being different with someone else or by yourself if you're with someone, or with someone if you're by yourself. How many little things could have changed this moment? They didn't, and you're here, and you're in this moment, and that's beautiful. That's worth celebrating. And the best part about celebrating this moment is that you never have to stop celebrating it. Because this is the moment. This is the only moment. Is now. This is what matters. This. Now. Right here. So be grateful for it. And if it's a situation that is too difficult, if it's not a moment you can experience in gratitude, find a memory or build a fantasy of a future in which you can have the peace and the grace and the gift of that miracle of now being present and appreciative and enjoying just this moment. Because I know that the world can be hard and that this moment can be awful. But I also know that there is beauty. And you've seen it and you will see it again. So dig into that. And feel the edges of your perception. And really just reach for now. Hold on to now. Holy fuck, that tank really threw my mind for a loop. I'm so sleepy, but I don't want to sleep yet. I want to remind myself, remind you that this is so perfect. Perfect doesn't mean without flaws, by the way. Everyone thinks that perfect means without flaw. Maybe the dictionary says that, but the dictionary can fuck off and suck a big bag of sweaty dicks. Perfect means exactly what I need in this moment. And this moment is perfect. Get songs stuck in my head, and then I listen to them on repeat for hours and days sometimes, and they just dance into my head sometimes and stay there. I think I'm singing myself a lullaby. Oh man, my brain is messed up. Maybe it's not messed up. Maybe it's just free and uninhibited. Maybe I should sing myself to sleep more often. It's nice. I'm smiling. And I hope I fall asleep smiling. God, I feel nice right now. Absolute bliss. And this is it too, I know. I know that there's a part of me that loves. The type of pleasure that has me screaming myself hoarse. And that's good and enjoyable, and I fantasize about that. But this feeling of bliss and safety and warmth and simplicity and quiet. This is something that no one can give me, that no one tries, because silence scares people. And when I go from being so loud to being so quiet, people think it's because I'm not enjoying myself. Don't worry, if I'm not enjoying myself, I'll tell you how to fix it. I know how to advocate for my needs. But this feeling, this languorous, is that a word? Words? Uh-oh. Words are sounding weird now. This feeling like I was catnapping in the sun. Just safe and warm and comfortable and loved. I guess I'm feeling really loved right now. Maybe I let myself love myself more than I usually do. This feeling, though. Being loved and cherished and blissful and safe and warm is not something that people want to give, because it's too close for people. It's too intense. It's too serious. It's too heavy on someone to gift this. So I have to gift it to myself, and that's okay. But it is surprisingly rare to find people that are interested in gifting bliss like this to each other. That's rare. And what's rare is notable, and what's rare is impressive. And yet, when I get quiet, nobody thinks, "Ah, this is the signal I need to keep it up." to do this, to dig into this. Her silence is her desire and her bliss. It is probably quite counterintuitive, but my mind is the most blown and most relaxed and most lost to the universe and most present in now. When I get quiet like this, when I get soft spoken and slow and superstitious and just one big giant cuddly hippie, tree hugging hippie, this is the bliss that no one but me can deliver. And that's why I say to myself, I love you. And I hug myself and I tell myself that I love me. And that I'm here for myself. And that I'm present for myself. That I matter to myself. All of these things that I used to try to find in other people, I can find inside of myself. And inside of these moments of absolute bliss, of letting go. I can find love for myself. And that's so special. It doesn't matter if I'm off key, it's a good song. It makes me feel good. Because it's stuck in my brain loop right now. Into the Sunset by Mako. This is where the legend begins. Oh, 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 oh. And this is think I'm done with my hippie. My hippie, sleepy ramblings. I think I'm done with them. And I am gonna fall asleep with a smile on my face. And I'm gonna wake up in the morning and whisper to myself, I love you. And I love being with you. I can't wait to be with you for the rest of my life. Because who else can you say those things to if not yourself? I love myself. I love being with myself. And I can't wait to spend the rest of my life with myself. I am enough in this moment. I'm everything I need in the world in this moment. And the beauty of that is that means that I'm perfect in this moment. In this moment of you're perfect too. We're all perfect the way we are. Just as we're supposed to be. Embrace your perfection. Live your life. Love yourself. Ramble. Had your phone late at night in bed like a goof and fall asleep with a smile on your face. Sounds like a good life to me. Sweet dreams.